Dealing with complaints. Hi everyone, thanks for coming today. I've been trying to organise this session for ages, but there was always a problem with scheduling. Anyway, I just want to give you an introduction to our new complaints policy, which we've been developing for 2 months now. Basically, we now have a well-defined complaints procedure, which I want you to follow closely if you should ever get a complaint. And you'll find it on the eDrive on all your computers. But for now, I just want to tell you a bit about it. So, the first thing is to acknowledge the customer and their complaint. Listen carefully and don't interrupt them. Even if they are a bit angry, let them finish. They will feel better if they can let it all out. Then you should apologise in a polite and professional way. Say something like, "I'm very sorry to hear that." After you've apologised, you should then summarise their complaint back to them. Say something like, "Right, so this happened and then this other thing happened." This will let them know that you've understood their situation and that you know why they're frustrated. Once you're sure that you know what they're complaining about, it's time to suggest a course of action. This can range from telling them that you will discuss their issue with the manager, that's me, or more concrete action, like giving them a voucher for the hotel. So far this month, I've given out 2 free meals, and both times the customers were very happy. If you're unsure, always check with me or Sandra first. After you've suggested a course of action, check that they're okay with it. You can then thank them for their patience and wish them well. Once the customer has left, it's time to make a record of the complaint in this complaints log. Don't feel bad about this. Nobody will be angry with you for documenting a complaint. And it's much better for us to get a complaint than have an unhappy customer who will never return. Anyway, you'll find the log on the eDrive. Finally, make sure you do follow up a week or so later. We need to keep our customers happy. Right, any questions?
Sorry, Siobhan, but doesn't it take a lot of time to do all that?
Well, yes, I can see how it might seem like that, but actually, in the long run, a complaints procedure makes everything a lot more efficient. And we also know that all of you will deal with complaints in the same way. Consistency is key. Philippa?
Thanks, Siobhan. I'm a bit worried that some customers might exaggerate their complaints if they know that they might get compensation. Won't this complaints procedure mean that we sometimes document complaints that aren't actually true?
Yes, it does, but customers can do that whether we have a procedure or not. Don't worry, we'll take that into account when we assess the complaints on the log. But the big thing is that we'll only use the complaints log to improve our service. Right. Any more questions? No? Okay. Thanks, everyone. See you all later.